And we thank you for joining us for the Broken Bow Wrestling Report this week as we're joined by Broken Bow Head Wrestling Coach Ed Schaaf. My goodness, we're getting to the nitty-gritty now. Wow, next week, conference, couple of weeks, districts.
Yeah, it's hard to believe,
and then
isn't it?
You're thinking about getting kids to Omaha.
Yeah.
So, wow.
It just kind of hit me this weekend because we, you know what, we didn't wrestle on Saturday. And you're sitting there and you're like, holy smokes. You get into, after Christmas, you just get into the season and you're just busy. You know, we wrestle 2-3 days a week all the time. And next thing you know, the weeks are going by. And yeah. Yeah, we got Ord this week. Holy smokes. That's the, you know, the conference and districts. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Well, let's kind of recap what happened this past week.
Okay.
It was all about duels for you guys.
It's been about duels for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ord. You had the opportunity to duel them, and I know it was a special night for you because that, I believe, was the night you honored your seniors.
Yes.
And so I'm sure that was special.
Yeah, you know what? It was. It was senior night, and this group of seniors, they were freshmen when we were state champions, so there's some history there, and it's been a good ride, and it was a nice way to honor those seniors and send them out the door with a good win too. That was a pretty decent Ord team. They were open at some weights, but they had, you know, the weights where they had some kids that are all right, and we wrestled pretty well at that and picked up, I think we only dropped one match the whole day.
Yeah, so, the score was heavily in your favor. So.
Yeah, and even in that match, that, you know what, Croy Watson wrestled Colt Meyer, and Colt got third last year. And it was funny, we were talking about that kid. I don't know if you remember him as he was growing up.
Yeah.
He was kind of a short, beset little kid that was always walking around, and he was all, because his dad had always been coaching, and he doesn't look like that short little fat kid anymore. I mean, he is put together. I mean, he knows where the weight room's at, and it showed. I mean, he's looking tough, and that was but Croy wrestled him well. We just kept building off that Croy, hey, you're right there, and so we just got to keep improving.
Well, that's what I love, and I know you guys really work with the kids on this. A match is more than just did you win it or did you lose it. How did you wrestle in it?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes there's successes in maybe not winning a match because you wrestled it well, and you can see where you can build on that and maybe turn that match around if it happens again.
Right. We're always, you know, and it's not just like with our high school. If I see, you know, if we see club kids or anybody, it's always, how did you wrestle? And they'd be like, well, I got third. I don't care about if you got first, second, or third. How did you wrestle?
Yeah.
And then what do we need to work on? That's the thing, is losses are only bad if you're not learning from them. So there are opportunities that, you know, somebody's showing your weaknesses, so use it and get better. And so, you know, we've got some guys that are really taking it to heart and kind of turning their seasons around and wrestling pretty well at this time.
Yeah. Well, this is the time that you want that.
Yeah.
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 Let's talk about the Eunice Hospitality duels that you went to at Kearney. Last Friday, you end up going 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
You picked up wins against Bellevue West and Norton Community of Kansas.
Yes. That was, you know, it used to be when we first started going to the UNK duels, now the Eunice duels, they had a Division A and a Division B. And so they always put all the Class A schools, all the big schools together and all the smaller schools together. Well, they have since, teams have kind of dropped where everybody's in the pool. And so, yeah, we were, you know, get to wrestle, you know, we wrestled Bellevue West, we wrestled Kearney High. Those are, you know, some big schools. And it's not that you can't compete with the big schools, because we can with like a Bell West, but Kearney High, and it's one of those things, everybody, if you just look at the score, you're like, holy smokes, Broken Bow got their butt kicked. But if you were there, you were like, holy smokes, Broken Bow got their butt kicked. And it's,
well,
I mean, it's just a thing. Kearney High is, if Kearney High, if there was not a team called Creighton Prep, which is the Millard South, you know, of wrestling, they have all of the big name guys are transferring there. If it wasn't for them, I truly believe Kearney High would, you know, have a shot at winning a state championship. That's how good they are.
Yeah. Well,
we're sitting there talking, and I'm like, our best teams from, you know, 19 or 23 or 18, we wouldn't have beat those guys. Yeah. I mean, we would have wrestled and been more competitive with them, but they just, they were that solid. Yeah. They were that good.
I was looking at the results of that duel, and I'm looking at it, I'm going, okay, this says more about Kearney than it does about Broken Bow.
Yeah, and it was a thing that, if you go and you look at the box score on it, it wasn't like it was just pin, pin, pin. It was tech fall, tech fall, tech fall. And I mean, it was one of those that you just kind of sit back and guys come off, and it's just like sometimes you swat them on the butt and say, hey, they're just better than us.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They've been, you know, they're a couple years removed from us beating them in a duel, and they got a group of kids coming through that's really, really tough right now. And, you know, when you have 80-some kids out and they have state medalists that are sitting on the JV, it's pretty tough. But you know what? We were the other duels we were in.
I was going to say that, you know, Ray, Colorado, you lost by 5 if you just look at the final score.
Yeah.
Alliance, you just turn one match around, you probably win it.
Yeah.
So, boy, you were right there
and
in those other duels.
You know, if you go back and you look at the duels that we've lost,
some
other
of them have been really close.
Kearney, other than Kearney and maybe Syracuse, every other one's been one match here or there that if we could just flip it around. And but I mean, it is what it is. You got to win those matches. You can't go and just not wrestle all that well and lose. And granted, we had some guys that were out, and you know, we could sit there and give you every excuse under the book of why we didn't win, but it just comes down to the guys that we put out there. You got to wrestle, and you got to wrestle to your ability and win the matches that, you know what, you have a chance to win. And if we do that, you know what, we turn a lot of those duels around. And that was the case this week. I mean, I think it was the Ray Colorado duel was first, and they were pretty tough. And we had some shots and just, you know, had chances and missed them. It's kind of funny because Ray Colorado, Bellevue West, and us, we all beat each other up. So we all finished, you know, that pool 2 and 3. And so I don't know, it was just one of those days that by the time, you know, after Kearney, I think our daubers were down, and we were kind of like, holy smokes. And we went into Alliance, and we'd beat them the week before at Gothenburg, and they, you know what, they turned some matches on us that we had won previous. And that happens. I mean, that's, you just because you beat them the week before doesn't mean that they're going to come out and lay down. You got to be able to compete. And so it was a learning experience for us. I hope that we take the lessons to heart and don't let them happen again, but we'll see.
You talked about some guys being held out because of health reasons. Mm-hmm. So what about the overall health of the team coming in to these, man, I can't believe I'm saying this, final few weeks of the season?
Progressing.
Yeah, good.
I mean, it's one of those things that everybody, all those guys were practicing last night. I don't know if we're going to wrestle them all this week. Mm-hmm. We'll see where we're at. You know, we want to have a good showing at the Ord Duel, but not at the expense of conference and district. So we'll see. We'll see how they continue to practice and go from there. But yeah, they're looking better, moving better, but still not 100%.
Yeah, day by day, right?
Yep.
It is. Let's see, Ogallala Duel this week.
Yes.
And then Ord Invite.
Yes. Yeah, you know what, we'll go out to Ogallala. They have quite a few opens. So I mean, as far as the duel, that shouldn't be a win, and it shouldn't be. It's just how we wrestle.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come back to, you know, Ord the next day, and we get to see Battle Creek, which is number one in Class C, and Burwell, that's, I think they're number one in Class D.
Yeah.
So that it's going to be a tough tournament. And then you throw in, like we were talking off air, it's kind of fun because you get to see some of the area schools that we normally don't get to see. And so it's a good tournament to go watch. You know, it moves along pretty quick, and there's usually some really good matches.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. It's just hard to believe that it's Ord.
Yes.
I mean, it's just that time of year, and things are wrapping up.
Yeah. Well, when we talk to you next week, we'll recap Ogallala Duel, Ord Invite, and we'll talk about conference.
Yeah.
Unbelievable,
Holy smokes,
huh?
Yeah.
Thanks for coming in. Always enjoy visiting with you each and every week, and
you
we'll
bet.
Do it next week.
Sounds great.
All right. That is this week's Broken Bow Wrestling Report.